This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4077 for Tuesday, the 19th of March, 2024. Today's show is entitled FFmpeg Series, Joining and Splitting Files. It is hosted by BeEasy and is about 9 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, in this episode, I explain how to use FFmpeg to join and split media files.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio fans. This is Mr. Young coming back again with another episode. Sorry for the delay in releases, but I've been very busy. But I'm back, and I'm here with another in the series for FFmpeg. This time we're going to be talking about joining and splitting files. Now, it seems like it would be a straightforward thing, and actually it's not as straightforward as you might think. And hopefully this will be an insight. It might seem a little bit premature to talk about this, but I'm trying to be as useful as possible before getting into a lot of the mechanics about how FFmpeg works. And so a little bit more of a how-to rather than a deep dive into the mechanics of exactly how FFmpeg works. So let's start out with some concatenation of files. So the structure of the command FFmpeg-i, dash I is always input. And then in quotes, you put the word concat, C-O-N-C-A-T, colon, and then you put the name of the first file, and then a bar, like a vertical bar, and then the next one, and then the bar, and a vertical bar again for every one in between, for every file that you want, and then a close quote at the end. And then you do a dash C copy, and then you do the output file name. Now, this only works with lossless files, and it only works when they are of the same codec. So if I'm looking at .wav files or .ts files, I haven't tried it with .flac, but I've tried it with .ts and .wav. And then if you wanted to from there, you can always convert. And so that's the structure of the file and the command. If you want to do something like an MP4 file to concat those together, you might have to convert them into a .ts file first so that they're of a format where they can be put together. And to do that, you use the command ffmpeg-i input1.mp4-c copy, and then intermediate file1.ts. And then you do that for every file. And then you can use the command that I just said before, ffmpeg-i concat the first file, the second file, however many files you have, dash c copy, and then output file.ts. And then you can use ffmpeg-i output.ts. Then you can even say dash c copy and then say output.mp4, and now you're back at mp4 format. So hopefully that helps you learn a little bit about how to put files together. The dash c is what codec to use, and in more advanced episodes we'll talk about different types of codecs, but dash c is all codecs. So if it's just a music file or a sound file, you're just copying the sound. If you're doing dash C on an audio visual file, it's going to copy both the audio codec and the visual codec. So I hope that was helpful. Now we're going to go on to splitting files. And splitting files is actually a little bit easier than putting them together. One of the reasons why it took me so long to do this episode is because I've always had actually a hard time putting files together. And so it took me a while to find the right tutorial to really make this work. And so I have where I took my commands from, and it's from track.ffmpeg.org. It's a wiki for FFmpeg. Here we're going to also talk about splitting files. This is, like I said, a little bit easier. It's from the same website, and you can go ffmpeg-i input.mp4 dash t, and then you do like some type of timestamp in the format of 00:05:00. That's 5 minutes, and then output.mp4. So what that would do is that would give you the first 5 minutes of a file. You can do it a little bit differently, and you can use, if you just don't want to start at the beginning, you can do fmpeg-i input file, then -t00:05:00, and then a -ss00:05:00 output.mp4. What that does, what the SS one will do, is that will say what your starting position is. So I'm going to start 5 minutes in and then get 5 minutes. And if I don't do anything, it's going to copy the formats. To make that implicit, you can do a -c copy to make sure that it's going to make the outputs exactly the same. And so all these actions actually happen really quickly if you are staying within the same format and you're not trying to change either the audio or video codec. So right now, like I said, I'm using .mp4, but most of these commands will work with other types of files as well. And I'll go into other episodes where I talk a little bit more about the benefits and the detractors from each of the different file formats. For now, this is just something that is really useful. If you wanted to split by size, I have a command for that too. But before I get there, you can actually, if you wanted to split by chapters or markers, I haven't figured out a way to do that automatically. But if you have if you can find the markers either inside the MKV format or inside of other formats where you can actually view all the timestamps, you can either create another script or just manually write down those timings and then turn it into a script where you create using the commands I made above. You can use those same commands to split the files into multiple parts for each chapter. When it comes to splitting by size, you can use a -map command, so MAP. In this case, I'm going to say ffmpeg-i input.mp4 -map0-c copy -segment_size 50m -segment times 1, and then output_%03d.mp4. Now, let's break down that command a little bit. The -map0 means select the first stream, the first audio and video stream that is in the that follows the -i command. And then -c copy, once again, is copy the codecs without re-encoding. -segment_size, as you can think of, is the size of the segment that you want. And then -segment times, that's how many segments that you want. So if I say -segment times 1, that means I'm going to get the first 50 megabyte file segment. But if I put -2, it will get the first 250 megabyte segments. And then the end part, the output_%03d.mp4. If you're familiar with printf, or other programming languages that use a similar format, we're using a pattern for the output files. So %03d means I'm going to have a three zero padded output name. So for this one, it's going to be _000 probably for the first one, and then for the second it'll be 001 002, all the way up if you were going to make a lot. So that's how that works. It's a printf style output file, so that way you don't have to name each one of the files. They each get an automatic name based on that that pattern. Like I said, all these commands are going to be in the show notes. I just wanted to give you a quick rundown of how to combine and split files. Hopefully this was useful to you. Once again, this is Mr. Young, and I'm signing off for Hacker Public Radio.
You been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.